girls. Did you understand that bit? The two bits that were read. Quite difficult, weren't they? Well, one was written by a man called Isaiah, about 700 years before Jesus, and he said, call to the Lord while he's near. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. It was like, look for God and follow him. And then the other verse was from when Jesus died and rose again, and he said, like the sweets, he said, go and tell everybody about how much I love them, and I'll change their lives. I'll make them great. I'll be like Mega Maker. Yeah. But some people love Mega Maker. And some people kind of go, oh, I don't know, maybe. And that's the problem. Because when you tell people about things, some folks say, wow, great, I'll have some of that. Others say, well, maybe a wee bit, or I'm not sure, and I'm like that, you know. It's like when you go and say to people, come and get a sweet. Most people say, whoa, I'll try them, especially if you're enjoying them, especially if I see it in your life. I'll say, I'll try that. But if you say to them, you want a sweet? Well, any good? Some will say, well, I'll try them. Others will say, nah, maybe. And that's the real secret. You've got to give yourself into it. You've got to say, well, I'm going to follow this. It's for me. Some people say, I love going to church. I love following Jesus. Other people say, oh, I don't know. Smells a bit funny. Fat boy at the front preaches too long. Don't know if I want to go there. And they're kind of in and out. Now, if you've got an in and out, you never really enjoy it. You only really enjoy it when you dive in. That's true. It's like, there was a story about a man who was a minister, and he was a bit old, like me, and he was asked to go and preach in this country church. It was a wee church, nice wee church in the country. And he went and he thought, this is nice. He went and the man says to him, now, whatever we collect in the offering plate, we're going to give it all to you. He thought, oh, very good. You know, that's why I'm so fat. You see, folk give so much for you. And he looked around at the congregation and he counted and he went, 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, and a dog at the back. You got 6 and a dog. So he did the service, and the offering plate came round, and he thought, have I got any money? He thought, oh, I've got £1, I'll put that in. And the service finished, and everybody said, thank you very much, minister. We got our money's worth today. I would in a half, and he went away out. And he thought, great. And the man said, there you are, minister. There's the offering to help you. And he shook out the bag. And do you know how much fell out? £1. And he said, £1. And the man said, yep, that's the offering for today. And he said, wait a minute. I put in £1. And the man said, well, if you'd have put more in, you'd have got more out. But you see, it's a bit like that, following Jesus. The love's for free, the God's blessing's for free, but you got to take it in. If you take it in, the more you take in, the more you can give it out. The more you give to God, the more he blesses you. But he can only bless you as much as you give him. Have you ever heard of a song called the Hokey Cokey? You've probably seen your granny and grandpas sing it at the new